Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How can I assist you?
Hi, Brittany. My name is Leroy Cogley, and I'm calling in regards to a charge that you made to my credit card in the amount of $64.97.
Okay. Did you purchase anything as far as like a fitness watch or earbuds?
Yeah, but all I purchased on that was or paid for was the shipping charges. That's all they said that I had to pay.
Okay, sir. With our technology products, when they are offered to customers as a gift or as a trial period, what it does is the gift is that they're letting you purchase the product for only shipping and handling charges at the time of purchase to later be billed the full price for the product. Okay, let me have your zip code. We can definitely see what it is, see how was the billing done.
76017.
First and last name?
Cogley, Cogley.
Okay, and is Patricia Cogley any relation?
Yeah, she's my wife.
Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your address?
5512 Katy Lane, Arlington, Texas, 76017.
Okay, and thank you for verifying that information for me. Okay, it looks like those payments were declined for the $64.97 for those products, for that fitness watch. Okay, so what we can do, only thing we can do here is cancel you out, so you won't receive any more billing.
Yeah, that I've already talked to my credit card company, and they told me that they were going to cancel that out.
Okay, so what it looks like
they told me to give you a call today and let you know that. That's
okay. Okay. Well, it looks like they haven't disputed the charges. So if they are going to dispute the charges, they're definitely going to give us a contact to verify if these charges are valid or not. And let me break down the process of their verification. What they do is they call us and they ask us the customer's name, shipping information, as well as email address and phone number. Okay, and then they also ask for the terms and conditions of the products. Okay, and then once they receive the terms and conditions, they make their decision based off what our terms and conditions states at the time of purchase. Okay, so if they don't refund you, if you see that the $69.97 on your account is in a minus and a plus, that means that that refund is on your account for temporary purposes. That means you won't be able to use the $69.97 until after they make their decision. Okay, and if they do make the decision of saying that that $69.97 charge is valid and it's green onto your account, don't give us a call back, because it's not our determination. It's up to the bank to decide, or credit card company to decide, if these are valid charges or not. So that means if they do decide to refund you even a dollar of the $64.97, it is not up to us. It's up to the credit card company or the bank.
Yeah, I see.
I'm sorry, sir. Repeat that for me.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No.
Okay. Well, once again, my name is Brittany. You enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.